Yeah, man, that was Nasty C, Shekinah, and Tellerman with Whipped. It is 20 minutes to 2, and again, as promised, I do deliver as well. So today's installment of Entrepreneur's Corner brings you a man whom you can call of personal excellence and mastery, one who makes it all look effortless, but behind here, there's a lot of hard work, smart work, honest passion, and probably some resistance in order to feed persistence and consistency. I am talking about the one and the only Uzeix Bantwini. Uzeix, kunjani bo? Ngiyaphila. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, my brother.
Yes, good. So, as followers of Uzeix Bantwini or our nation in general, we are more exposed to your musical prowess. But here, you have a very good standing on the side of business. So, ungakhona nje ukusitshela kancane nje ukuthi yinani that you possibly have your hands on then.
Alright, so, yes, from what music, vela ngithi ukuthi I have the company called Imayuni Productions, which signed Uzeix Bantwini, the recording artist,
yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I also have another business called IMG with my business partner. That one, it manages Uzeix Bantwini's businesses. So
oh,
it's separate. So for music, it's managed elsewhere.
Yeah.
But the brand and management of the brand is managed elsewhere, which is IMG. And under IMG,
yeah.
And we have different businesses that of interest that we have. I mean, we have a Sky Pie, the rooftop in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Which we've just launched last week. And we also have just a number of investments that we've done, which I can't talk about them here until they are also launched.
Oh, okay.
You know?
And then, as a obviously a seasoned businessman, so how do you feel about a hand that is being dealt to abantu abasha or quote-unquote up-and-coming young entrepreneurs? Do you think perhaps the support for them is being facilitated correctly enough for them to at least gain a direction? Because you have one abantu abasha, they do try business, but yeah, it doesn't really get anywhere. Ubonu mhlambe kushoda kuphi?
I think there's a lot of things they shoda in South Africa, you know. It supports the business support for young people is not there at all, and also mentorship is not there.
Yeah.
And also, like, I'll say an overall plan around entrepreneurship and job creation.
Yeah.
And when there's no plan like that,
yeah,
then you'll have abantu abasha trying out things for themselves,
yeah,
and failing, and then maybe just giving up, because to them they do not know what it business, how it's being run,
yeah,
and how do you scale a business up, and how to scale a business down, and how to invoice, how to write a proposal,
yes,
how
yeah
to get into a database, how to work on your taxes and your books, all those things. These are fundamentals for you just in terms of business. So there's no support like that in South Africa. It is at a very high level where a lot of younger people, from especially in my country, are unable to attain,
yeah,
you know. There's this thing that says in South Africa, you have to be at a tertiary level for you to be able to learn a business. But
yes,
the question is that if you are not going to get into a tertiary level, then where does it put you, especially because while you are still studying, there's nothing that says to you, hey, this is what you need to do in South Africa. So I think the government really has to have a plan. However, Futhi, with that said,
abantu abasha need to
understand also. I mean, here we are, lending and jena, you know. I mean, it's like this. So when you start this chain, start it new. There's no support, yabo.
Yeah. So that whenever you get support, so go buy bonus.
Of course.
Yeah, and then you touched a bit on mentorship, just maybe as a way you can maybe who are well established to my businesses to go back and Plaugu community in terms of mentorship. How much would you say ibaluleke kangako mentorship when it comes to whoever is starting up a business?
Mentorship is very, very, very important. You have to find a mentor. In finding your passion in a business, you always have to find a mentor, because no one will touch you when you have someone whom you bounce your frustration, your ideas, you wanna with. When you have that particular person who has walked the walk, understanding, you want experience. These big companies have boards. Maybe 4, 5, or 6 times a year to look at that business and then advise where the business is going. Look at what the other, what is happening within the world, where the business is going in terms of the world, and new strategies and all of those particular things. So you really need to have a mentor. You really need to try and find a mentor. And I would encourage people who are in business also to open themselves up to mentor young people. I had a mentor.
Yeah.
I was unlucky because he actually passed on. No. But at least in the beginning of my music business career, I had someone who actually just helped me navigate my business career. I think that's why my company was able to last this long.
Okay. And I'm glad you actually mentioned previously ukuthi as abantu abasha, they need to understand ukuthi situation ngalendlela engayo, and we have to make best of what we have. But again, when starting out as a business person, what challenges do you feel ukuthi every entrepreneur should definitely allow themselves to go through, because there's a lot of growth coming from it? Because this is kind of nowesaba, yabona, saba ma challenges kanjalo. But when which challenges do you feel ukuthi singawesabi, face them so that we can grow?
Failing.
Yeah.
Don't get to fail. I do not want to fail. Don't be scared to fail. Because failure, you haven't failed in terms of like your dream, but you've learned something. You'll do it better next time. Your first failure and your second and your third failure are not the same.
The scale of
your failures are definitely never the same.
Yeah.
So I'm saying never be scared to fail. There are some people who tell you, hey, man, e-business, lama kunya lina man. You've known them ever since we're born. These people have been selling ama queen.
And our poor mistake.
And our poor, and this sustainable business.
Yeah, too much.
About this following. So, excuse me. So it's not true that there's a business that does not work. There's a business that does not work for you.
No, yes. Most definitely.
A business will always work for a good business. Your good business will always work for you. I'm sure you know so many people in the music industry who sings very well, who are amazing in terms of their talent.
Yeah.
But then you compare them to other people, you're like, but I wonder why this particular person isn't where this other person should be.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I mean? This is because of how they are running their own business.
Yeah.
So the business is presented as the very same thing, Because umuntu uvulishisa nyama and you know that the passion is.
Yeah.
Ungavuli car wash because anybody will vuli car wash. Open something that you have a passion for.
Yeah.
And bring something. So as a young person, don't be scared to fail.
Yeah.
And to start afresh.
Yeah, I'm picking up two things, because abazi yobasho bathi you must always fail forward, And then you also highlighting something very important. Uma uqala ibusiness ungabheka omunye umuntu ukuthi wenzani. But it has to be something all passionate ngayo, because there's a lot of frustrations that come with being within a business. So uma uzo frustrate into ongayithandi, it's easy for you to just give up and uvesana uyeke.
Of course.
Yeah.
And a business is not easy.
Yeah.
Yabona ama rewards of business are amazing, but so as ama challenges wakhona.
Yeah. So that's where passion will drive you. Must have been an inking on bed. And then yeah. for the highlight of this interaction, let's talk about studio here. So branched out all the way in Cape Town with a particular target market, but still with room for everyone. How did the idea even start, or who are you targeting or doing it for?
So I met my business partner, so myself and my business partner in Cape Town. I was booked for a gig, you know?
Yeah.
I was doing a boat gig. And then I met someone who was then going to be my business partner. And he hit it off. Like, we spoke about opportunities in Cape Town. I told him about, you know, we wanted to invest in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Wanted to look at investing for something that is within, you know, within my reach, you know,
yeah,
having a venue, an entertainment venue. I mean, an entertainment business is something that is within, you know, my business. And then I happened to speak to someone who happened to own different buildings in Cape Town, and then he told me about an opportunity for us to build a venue in one of his hotels.
Yeah.
Then we took an opportunity. We're like, okay, we went there, we looked at it, and I think the rest is history.
Yeah.
You know, but I think we were ready for it, because it demanded us to fly to Cape Town almost every other second week, which is, I mean, to go to Cape Town currently in South Africa is in like 10,000 rand now. Because our flights are so ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, no, it's
getting bad. I do not know who to government who's going to say how we're going to do business if Impilo is this particular expensive. So
yeah.
We have to invest. Yeah, we have to do all those things. And then we have to have a plan. Everything just happened quick, because I think we were ready for it, and we had budgeted for something like this, and we wanted to invest.
No. Okay. Now, congratulations, man, on that one. And then, for umuntu ongakayiboni, in terms of my aesthetics, what did you go for? Is it like an open plan, or is it classy vibe, or is it luxury?
No, obviously, we got one of the best, interior designer to do it. His name is Tristan.
Yeah.
You know, we told him the theme is obviously about music and studio, so he came up with how studios back in the days in the 60s and the 70s, when the studios were built, like recording studios.
Nice.
You know, so he came up with different antiques. So it's a luxury in terms of like its particular taste, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I mean, we are right at the center of Cape Town, where CTICC is. The building is called the Rockefeller Studio. Yeah. Is at the rooftop. Is at the 18th floor. You know. Yeah. And it's really, really targeting, you know, anybody that knows me, follows me, so it is a place where I wanted to create a place where I myself would like to enjoy myself, and I will not feel overdressed. So it's true, it's a place where you can just go have a meeting. You know, it's not like walk in. You just cannot walk in. It's either you a membership, or you are a hotel guest, or you have RSVPs to be.
Okay, so angeke nje ngisuke esikhaleni ngithi ngiyakhona. Hello. Yeah, yes, I think we have a problem. Nyana nga network, but let's just try again. Hello, Zex? Hello? Hello? Yeah, no. Beautiful interview. I do hope you guys are still enjoying it as well. Let's just try him again. Yeah, no, I think we lost him again, maybe. Just one more time, ne? One more time. So, yeah, man, we are talking to Uzix Bantwini. We are talking all things business. He does have a new studio opening. So we just wanted to have a chat with him, man, so that now, if you are trying to start a business, wazi ukuthi uqala wapi and what challenges can you face. Nakhona kube ukuthi, yeah, I think we have lost him there. But yeah, man, I do hope you guys enjoyed that interview. I certainly did myself. So yeah, next up here, I mean, it's only fitting. Next up here, we do have Osama by Zakes Bantwini. But yeah, I'll promise you, man, I'll just keep on trying him while the song is playing. Kodwa kwamanje, do enjoy. Yeah, man, we do have Uzix on the line again. Yes, Uzix, I mean, the network ngathi nomona siqoxela kamnandi kanje.
Yeah, no, I not shady.
Yeah. So okay, what other cities are you planning on branching out to? What other cities are you planning on branching out to, or are you gonna be in Cape Town for a while?
Oh, with studio.
Yeah, with studio. Yeah.
I mean, this is called Studio Cape Town, so we are looking for another venue in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
We also looking at other venues outside of the country. I mean, we are looking to having it in Namibia.
Oh, nice.
So these are plans that we have. Obviously, we've got like big plans with regards to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And many other businesses, umuntu that has obviously invested in.
Yeah.
The thing is, angifuna ukuthi angithathe into kuma angithathe today. It is in. You know, namanje ngikhuluma ngestudio only because it's been lost. I mean, you've never heard me saying I'm working on something big.
Yes.
You've never heard me that.
Yeah, no, yeah, never. No. Yeah, and then it is Women's Day. What advice do you have out there for women who are pursuing a career, good entrepreneurship? Just some word of advice, no but kukuzelen.
For women in Yazukutu, especially when they women have it tough, bro, because
yeah.
Sometimes even when they want mentorship, you know?
Yeah, I know.
They have to find themselves having to dodge sexual for them to thrive.
Yeah.
I would say, Uti, as women, you have an advantage. You are just one most important thing. The government wants to empower women.
Yeah.
That's where we are right now. When a business has a woman and you happen to be black,
yeah,
you know, the opportunities are coming your way. So I'll say black women currently, they're in a better spot of having government support or any other kind of like support, even private support, you know, from different people like young entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So I would say, Uti, they need to work together though, because I think this is what women have maybe failed to do, and which perhaps men have managed to do.
Yeah.
You know, most men are able to work together, which I find it's a bit challenging for women perhaps work together.
Yeah.
I think women need to find a way of working together, because when they can be able to work together, I mean, for them, sky is the limit.
Yeah.
You know, they could do amazing things. But I would like them to encourage challenging themselves, you know, not to be told to extent this you cannot do, that you cannot do, yeah. and leave other business opportunities because they are male dominated. Maybe Muntu might feel as if it would be dominated. It's just too, you know, masculine. This type of thing is a year.
Yeah.
You know, get into those rooms. Your room by Cheluguta is not for women. Get there because there are opportunities for women right now, and they must take advantage of it because it one day. Opportunity.
Yeah. No, you've said a mouthful, man. And again, go my socials when we want to follow you, see what you're up to.
On Instagram, I'm Zex Mandrini, and on Facebook, Zex Mandrini SA.
Yeah.
And I'm on TikTok, I'm Zex Mandrini. Twitter, I'm Zex Mandrini SA, but I really don't really like Twitter that much.
Yeah, no, it's just vanilla that happened. But yeah, Zex, man, thank you so much. And then I wish you nothing but the best moving forward. And I do look forward to talking to you again in the near future. Either I'll keep up music or Musha when you're doing great things as you always do. Thank you so much once again.
But then, what a great show. I mean, I like the fact that you guys are actually touching into business in your particular platform because youth always hear us talk about our music and never talk about business. So I like the fact that you guys, you know, you took this particular platform, but you opened it up to other opportunities, man, for the youth to just hear what business is like.
Yeah.
You know?
No, siyabonga kakhulu, but do enjoy the rest of your day, man.
Yeah,
sharp, school. Yes, that was the one and only Zex Mandrini. I do hope you guys really, really enjoyed that interview. I know I did. So yeah, man, next up here we do have Osama by Zex Mandrini and Kasango. To enjoy.